call the meeting to order. If we could all stand for the pledge, please.
It's not easy in these tight quarters.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hague, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Weber?
Present.
And Mrs. Bennett is absent.
And that's okay. We're just trying to get schedules together. So I appreciate everybody trying to adjust their schedules to be here today. It's always tough in the summer months. Item two, public participation. We have one. Tony, you have 5 minutes.
I can read it.
And if you just can't address anybody by name, including the administration, so.
Okay.
So just try to make it generic. I know sometimes that's difficult.
Morning, board and superintendents. My name is Anthony Oatman, and I have been a teacher at Grill, fourth grade, for 5 years. My license is set to expire at the end of this month due to not passing a third attempt task on the resident educator program. For those of you that are not familiar with the resident educator program, you have 3 attempts to pass 4 tasks. If you do not pass it on your third attempt, then you lose your license. You can reapply for it after a remediation year, and you also have to take coursework. I did not pass one of the tasks, even though I had 2 evaluators that are Educopia approved evaluators look over my information before I sent it in. They said that they would have passed those tasks, and it still came back with an evaluator that has never seen me teach, that what I submitted was not acceptable. The state is aware of the problems of the resident educator program. I'm not sure if any of you have seen it. There are bills in both the Senate and the House to eliminate the program altogether. They are in the process of hashing that out right now. What I am asking for is to be approved to teach next year under a 1-year long-term sub license to be able to maintain my fourth grade position at the new elementary school and then reapply for a regular certificate after the remediation year is complete. My principal feels that I am a skilled teacher. My recent test results just came back earlier this week. I taught math and science at Grill. 45 students took the state test in math. 41 of them achieved a score of 3 or higher, and almost 40% got the highest rated score that was possible on the state test. As it stands now, I need to complete 3 hours of coursework to regain that temporary license after a year. I have already completed most of that coursework. It'll be done by next week, so it's really just a matter of getting through the 1-year time period to be able to reapply for my license. Obviously, the first option is to continue teaching. I would love to have that opportunity next year to do the 1-year long-term sub and to maintain my position. But if you do not agree with that decision, I would like to apply for sabbatical before my license expires and take the year off to do additional coursework and to hone my skills and come back after a year to reapply for my license and maintain my position in the school system. Thank you for your time.
How long have you worked here?
I've been 5 years.
5 years.
Yes. Yes, it's a second career for me.
Okay. What's your?
Originally, I was in retail.
Okay.
Retail management.
How does it get to the point where I saw the email, so just trying to. I've never seen this before. So.
Okay. No, that's fine.
How does it get to this point?
Well, one of the big issues that both the state and many teachers are having with the resident educator program is that the feedback that comes back once you have completed a task, you complete the task, you have to submit it by mid-February. You don't find out any results until June 1st. When those results come, all you get is a sheet that shows strengths and weaknesses. It does not give you anything specific. It does not go through your submission to tell you where you need to improve things or, you know, what things were really, really good. It's just a very generic strengths and weaknesses. So when you have to do the task a second or third time, you have no idea specifically what areas you have to target to improve. That's been one of the biggest problems with the system and one of the reasons that the state is looking to eliminate it.
Have you asked the state if you complete those 3 hours that you say you're going to have done in a short amount of time, will they reinstate your license prior to June, prior to September?
They will not. They still maintain that you have to take the remediation year.
See, the issue that we have, and you can check on this, but I don't think that without a license, it's eligible for a long-term sub-license, it's a short-term sub-license. And then there's a lot of restrictions on how you utilize short-term subs because of continuous days and so forth. We've got into that. So that's, I had talked to Mr. Addis about that because in the past, and I talked to you about that, Mr. Oakman, that we have not employed people with that type of license because of the restrictions that are on it. Before you know it, you've used somebody too many days in a row, and then that goes in as a having a
non-highly qualified.
Yeah, not a highly qualified person in that position, and so you get the district gets dinged by the state on that. In terms of the legality of, and I know Mr. Addis, you were looking into, because I saw some of the emails from Chris Williams. I don't know what the legality of providing a sabbatical for someone without a license is, for sure. Did Mr. Williams say anything specific
about that? No, because, Anthony, this is the first time I've heard about the sabbatical.
Oh, okay.
So that's something that we'll have to look in as to whether or not that can be granted. This all does boil down to a license. Any teacher in our district, not just you, obviously being with our kids without a license in place is something that, which you understand,
right, absolutely.
We have to take a look at.
And I actually have been in contact with the state.
Yeah.
And they were the ones that told me that the one-year long-term sub-license was an option for me.
Okay.
So I talked to people in the resident educator program at ODE to verify that this was an option, and they were the ones that told me that basically it's either that or just take the year off.
This is your full-time employment now?
Yes.
What's your union representation helping you? Or?
Yes, I've been in contact with the union from June 1st on, really. I've also been trying to contact Educopia and been given kind of a runaround at Educopia as far as being able to talk to a supervisor about it. And I've been in contact with ODE pretty much on a daily basis since June 1st when the results came out.
I appreciate what you've presented today. You know, the data is important. The license information is important. And your wishes are important. So I think that there are a couple other things that I have to do today. And we'll be in contact with you about this. Thank you.
Okay,
appreciate
thank you.
It.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any? Under public participation, is there anybody else? Moving on to item 3, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Under Treasurer's recommendations, item C, the total should be $1,510.85.
So
we took one of the checks off and didn't change the total.
Okay.
So 1,000.
$1,510.85?
Yes.
Okay. Any other corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the corrected agenda?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Item 4, board business. Can I have a motion to approve a resolution authorizing the filing of a corrected deed for Grill Elementary School?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, I can explain that a little bit. In order for us to really do anything with Grill from this point on, you know, I think back in the 50s when the district took over Grill Elementary, the deed and the title was never truly transferred to Norton City School District. So as we were looking at the possibility of selling the property as well as the OFCC even demoing that building, we found out through our attorney that the title still had New Franklin Local School District or something like that on it. So we basically have to go through the process of the resolution to change the name, and then we will file the paperwork with the county, and we will finally get it in our name, only to either sell it or tear it down. So one of those funny things that operated it without actually owning it for 60 years.
Hope all those Grill graduates are legal.
Yeah.
We're all okay.
You might have to go back.
Okay. Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carried. Under Treasurer's recommendation, we have to do all these separate because of the years. So, under the first, can I have a motion to approve attachment B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries on that one. Can I have a motion to approve under Treasurer's recommendations attachment C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. Again, under Treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve attachment D?
So moved.
Second.
And again, this was changed to 15-10-85.
Was that you, Rob?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Again, under Treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve attachment E?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under superintendent recommendations, can I have a motion to approve the following consent agenda items, attachment F?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? I did call about this because it went up a little bit, but reason it went up is because we added the new high school, my understanding. So hopefully that'll get adjusted down. We'll remove the other two buildings in the future. So that should flatten itself out.
Well, we added the cyber liability too, that or increased what we had.
Yeah, we basically took the deductible down for, we had cyber liability, but as we're seeing trends of obviously more cyber things happening, we basically, the deductible was very high, so in lowering that deductible, obviously the premium has to go up.
So it used to be around about $75,000.
So. Yeah.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Weble?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carried. Anything further? I know that we're trying to have a conversation. I'm getting my schedule today, Cindy, so
okay.
I'll be able to respond to that. Okay. July is obviously a difficult one.
Yeah, I know. Are we having our committee, the whole meeting, whatever, on the 10th?
That's what we're trying to, yeah.
Well, no, we're talking about next Thursday.
Well,
that one too.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, my schedule, but the 10th is...
The 10th
is a normal
meeting. The normal meeting.
The levy meeting
you want to have? Yeah, the levy meeting next week.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure
out. But then the 10th
out.
Is a Monday, right? That's our normal committee of the whole.
Yeah.
Are we having that? I thought that was still okay.
Yeah, we're still good with that.
The 10th.
Okay.
And maybe change it to a regular meeting. We'll kind of see what shows up.
Yeah.
for that.
Okay. But I'm just trying to figure out the email from 6th and 7th. That's what she's asking about.
I wanted a conversation beforehand. Okay.
So the email was, can we have a meeting the 10th during the day?
The 10th is in stone.
That's no.
She's asking about the 6th or 7th.
The 6th or 7th in the evening, we need to discuss the levy. And Rob and Jennifer have said they're okay with Thursday. I'm okay with either day. Because we have to have a discussion.
Right.
We need to probably
after
vote
the finance
on something
today and then what we need to do to
right.
move forward.
Wednesday, I'm okay. Thursday night, I'm not.
Okay,
not Wednesday.
But it's Thursday and Friday.
Friday, I'm out too. I have a wedding Friday and Thursday, I'm out. So you guys can, I mean, I'm one person. I mean,
I know I'm good in the morning, but I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Because that's a big week for us right there.
What are we, the levy meeting? Is that what you're...
We need to discuss what we're going to do.
Right, no, I know that, but I'm saying, do I have to be there?
Well, we're going to try to figure some of that out in finance here right after. So he'll be included in that discussion.
Yeah.
And I can converse with you guys prior. It's not...
Okay.
I mean, I have a wedding and then Thursday. Thursday is a maybe.
Okay.
I'll let you know for sure. I won't know until like Tuesday.
That's fine. We just need to have some kind
right.
of... We have to... We can't go into the 10th blind because then that takes up, you know what I mean? We have to have time to think about it. So.
Yep. Okay. Understand.
All right, just let us know.
I will, for sure. Believe me, I try to work around
the summers, summer's terrible.
It's always a tough one. Anything further from the administration?
No, I have nothing else. Thanks.
Well.
Yeah, nothing.
Okay.
Jake? No,
nothing. All right, motion to adjourn.
Hold on, before we adjourn real quick, I'm assuming, Dave, this is the last meeting that you'll be attending to.
This is probably it. I did write down July 10th, but, you know, I didn't write circle it or anything like that. So
I know you're going to be off to probably some golf and some fun and,
I'm hoping.
And maybe a little bit of work. But we, as the board, got you a little something to thank you for your time, so
well,
we appreciate it.
Well, and I do appreciate it. I can tell you that it's been a pleasure to serve as superintendent for 10 years, and I just hope that Mr. Addis has the same positive experience and feels the same way about the district 10 years from now as I did. So, thank you.
I'll just say I've learned a valuable lesson in this transition with Dave. You know, making a transition myself, but I know the person that's transitioning into my job. And Dave and I had, you know, met prior, but not a lot. And he has been beyond helpful in a situation, you know, where he is leaving the district and has welcomed me, answered emails, answered the phone. So I'm indebted to you. And I want to say thank you for all your professionalism during this transition.
I certainly appreciate that and will remain a phone call away.
Absolutely.
Running.
Yeah, don't look and put the phone down.
Just block your number. Yeah, you can do that. Well, it's an accomplishment to be in the Mountain City School District for 10 years because I've been through a lot of superintendents, 2 years, 1 year, whatever, and I think our last long-term superintendent was Mr. Schloat. And everybody that graduated from here knows Mr. Schloat. So we thank you, though, for all that you've done leading us through the building project, which is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, a huge accomplishment. So. Thank you.
I think it's been nice for us to have two of you responding weekly. It's been nice to, you haven't let us down to the end, so I think it's...
Well, I do appreciate that. I know the last month has been kind of difficult. I haven't been in very much, but circumstances have been such that I couldn't, but, you know, I've tried to stay on top of things through email and so forth. So.
The response has been there, and the district appreciates that. Thank you. All right, anything else? All right, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
All right, thank you for coming.
Thank you.